Father, good morning to you, Lord. We say good morning, Holy Spirit. Come into our lives in the fullness of your will and your purpose in our lives. Do everything that's pleasing in your sight through us, Lord, today. We dedicate ourselves to you. We ask for your vigor, your strength, your vitality to flow through our members, to do everything that we must do. And Lord, I pray that you would bolster our emotions and our thought life to comply with your will, but also to have your heart, Lord, to have your purposes and your will in our hearts, Lord, that we would follow you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we would do your perfect will because we love you, Lord, not because we have a gun to our head that we have to do what you want us to do, not because we're in vain religion, do. It's not all about the do. It's about you. Lord, it's about serving you. It's about knowing you. It's about loving you. It's about honoring you. So Lord, we honor you today with our lips and with our hearts. We bow our hearts before you, humble ourselves before you, and we ask that you would lift us up and build us up, Lord. Father, today is a special day for me. I pray that you would get me through it with honor and dignity, that you would strengthen me to endure everything emotionally that I may go through. Lord, 1 year ago, my wife passed today. And Lord, it's a milestone in my life that I've seen coming for a while, so I'm partially prepared for it. But I don't know exactly what I will face through the day. But I pray, Father, that the comfort of the Holy Spirit would be with me. And I pray the same comfort would be with those that are with me, Lord. That you would bless them, that you would protect them, that you would safeguard them in all their ways, that you would give them a right heart and a right mind, and all of us, that we would be in your abundant peace. I pray for the love of God to surround us, to fill us, to give us an understanding and compassionate heart. I pray, Father, that you would put mercy and grace in our hearts for others, even as you have mercy and grace over our lives. And we receive that mercy and grace right now from you for our own sin, for our own needs, for our own lives, to be blessed and fruitful. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus Christ's name. We dedicate ourselves to you, our members, the members of our bodies, as instruments of righteousness, as instruments of godliness and holiness, that we would walk with you, Lord, today. No matter what we're facing, Lord, that we would walk with you. And we would go through it, and we would come out without the smell of smoke on us and without fire singeing our hair. Lord, we thank you for it, Father, for that strength, that promise, that victory, and we receive that victory in Jesus Christ's name. So be it. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We dedicate this day to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, and so be it.